activists calling for an immediate safe disposal of M6 explosives at Camp Minden lodged an official complaint with the state yesterday. A group delivered more than 3,600 signatures to the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality's Northwest Regional Office in Shreveport. Frances Kelly, an organizer with Louisiana Progress Action, clutched reams of paper as she told reporters what thousands of people in North Louisiana want to see: cooperation and transparency in dealing with millions of pounds of abandoned explosives.
What we're asking is that they make all of the bids public that have been put forward for the cleanup, including the ones that are not for the open burn method, because citizens deserve to know what all the options are. This needs to be a transparent process.
Over the past 2 weeks, more than 9,000 people have signed on to a Facebook group surrounding the issue. Sheila McCormick, a retired Caddo Parish school teacher, says her family members who live in Minden are scared about their health and well-being. But she says the deteriorating state of the chemicals, a mounting problem dating back to the 1980s, should alarm people well beyond Webster Parish.
Because not only is a Minden problem, it is a problem for 100 miles or more around here. And it's not just a problem for children and parents. It's a problem for hunters and fishermen. It's going to really devastate.
The environmentalists say the Army has approved at least five other ways to dispose of M6 instead of an open burn. A DEQ agent received the petition from Kelly and said his agency is glad to receive public input. He said he had no comment and would forward the petitions to personnel in Baton Rouge.